Ladies and gentlemen,
Affleck
brings you a look at morning traffic. Morning traffic. What am I saying? Morning trivia with Mr. Conger.
Well, the first two letters were there.
Exactly. Chuck Whalen is your guy. Contact him at 919-794-7610. Ask him about
Affleck
and what it can do for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kiger is here today. Always good to see you.
Thank you, man.
Nice of you to
get... after I do this, back in the car and head to Greensboro.
Nice of you to get dressed up today.
Well, I mean, I got I got my work clothes.
And your sweater vest.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, sweater vest. That's right, because my crew call is, 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have a little leisurely drive over, maybe a little bite to eat at some place there right along the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. And I know the story, for the folks who don't know, Freddie always wears a sleeveless sweater.
Yep.
So his mom can pick him out on TV.
Well, my mom always said, I can't find you. Everybody says they see you, but I can't find you. I said, Mom, I'll wear a sweater vest. Uh-huh. Look at the scorer's table. Right there beside the floor. Mm-hmm. I'll be the one in the sweater vest. And then about the time that I did that, the ACC decided that all the official statisticians for the independent schools and what have you, and everybody along the scores table, would wear sweater vests.
Mm-hmm. So sort of defeated the purpose.
Yeah.
But, you know, personally, I never have any problem finding you.
Well, I have the face made for radio.
The only time I have a problem finding you is when you're blocked out by an official standing at the table, or maybe a player who's like on the edge of the huddle or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but otherwise...
You have to be kind of careful over there, Bob. You know, there's been several times. Chris Duhon of Duke almost took my head off.
Really?
Yeah. Dove for a loose ball. I was wearing my headset over my nose and the back of the head.
Ooh. It hurts. Also, you'll get a basketball that'll be fired over there every now and then, I guess.
Oh, you got to be careful about that. You don't want to go home with
got to be quick.
You know, Mikasa or something written across your forehead.
Exactly right.
Wilson or something like that. Wilson! And today we're doing U.S. presidents.
Okay, Tom Hanks.
That's right.
U.S. presidents.
U.S. presidents.
Oh, man, don't get me started on this year's race.
Oh, that's not...
We don't even want to go there.
We don't have enough time.
It's ridiculous.
Who was the first U.S. president to be born in the 20th century?
First U.S. president to be born in the 20th century?
Yes. Not the 19th century. Okay. Not the 21st, because obviously we haven't had one.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the first U.S. president to be born in the 20th century?
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Freddie Conger, you want to know the first United States president to be born in the 20th century? I'm going to say Woodrow Wilson.
No.
That would be wrong.
He was the youngest president ever elected and to take office.
Teddy Roosevelt.
He was the youngest to get the office, but he wasn't elected when he first came into the office because of the death of William McKinley.
Harry Truman.
He was born like 1884 something.
For heaven's sake. I obviously don't know. Who is it?
John Fitzgerald.
Oh,
Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy. No kidding.
Yeah, JFK.
Wow, I didn't even think that far. I was trying to think of somebody back beyond him.
Well, yeah, he's the 35th president.
Yeah.
Born in 1917. The previous chief executive, Eisenhower, was born in 1890. Mm-hmm. And the 36th president, LBJ, was born in 1908.
I started to say Eisenhower a moment ago.
Yeah.
I thought, no.
1890. And for the record, Obama was born in 1961.
Uh-huh.
And the previous administration, George W. Bush's, well, he was born in 1946, as was Bill Clinton.
Okay.
I mean, when Obama was elected, I also had to do a little double take when I was like, ooh, wow, first time we've had a president that was younger.
He was pretty young, yeah.
Younger.
Younger than you, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, hey, great question.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for entertaining it and allowing me this platform.
It's not only trivia, it's not only entertaining, but it's downright educational.
We live for that.